Hi, it's Father Roderick, and today we need to talk about Avengers Infinity War. I'm going to give you my entirely spoiler-free first reaction, because this is a movie that I am certain I will watch again, and perhaps again, and again, and again. It's that good. So, no spoilers whatsoever. Don't worry about it. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch it, because it's one of the best Marvel movies so far. This movie kind of brings together all the characters, almost all the characters that we know from the existing Marvel Universe, which by itself is an incredible accomplishment. I was a little bit uncertain how they would do that and if they would be able to pull it off, because of course a big danger is that if you try to integrate so many characters, it's just going to be basically this clip show of like, well, this particular franchise needs a little bit of space, and then this needs to. They do that in a very, very clever way by telling basically one story from multiple perspectives. And the story very naturally flows from one area of the universe to another, from one set of characters to another. And it even is able to create space for just jokes, and it doesn't have the frenetic pace that I thought it would have by cramming so many characters into one movie. It feels very organic. I'm super impressed by how they did that. Well, the story is amazing. This is definitely what I like about Marvel is that they don't go the kind of the predictable route. They could just do generic, like the evil guy of the week and then the heroes of the week. Instead, they try to push themselves, they push the envelope, they've integrated various genres into the Marvel Universe. And it's that eclectic mix of different narratives, different styles. Think of Thor Ragnarok and how much that differs from, let's say, the Hulk or something like that. Even that is something that they managed to integrate in this movie. And so you've got kind of the gravitas of the Black Panther universe. You've got the kind of the original classic superhero vibe of the original group of Avengers. And then you've got the quirky humor of Thor Ragnarok and Guardians of the Galaxy. And it just feels so organic, and it's so well done. What I also loved is how they use the music to evoke all those memories from past Marvel movies. And they're like 32 right now. It's just, no, 32 hours of movies, worth of movies. But it's incredible how well Marvel has been able to build up this entire universe. What about the bad guy? Of course, well, the bad guy is here beside me. Well, actually, it's that one. It's Thanos. And he was introduced in previous Marvel movies. And I have to say that not being very familiar with the comic book universe of these Marvel stories, he didn't look that good to me. I was like, what is this guy? And he doesn't look that threatening and kind of looks one-dimensional and simplistic and even subpar compared to some of the other villains that we've seen in the Marvel Universe. Well, I'm happy to say that in this movie, Thanos is really a class on its own. He is very threatening, very well acted, very well animated as well, because, of course, a big guy like that has to be animated. By the way, big guy. Thanos is big, much bigger than the Thanos that you see in the comic books on which the character is based. Or he looked almost too small to be a credible villain. The story itself is kind of loosely based on some of the elements of the comics. However, they completely change it, mix it up. There are some clues, perhaps, as to what will happen next if you read the original comics. But the comics leave a lot of space for basically the way they go with these movies. So, very, very good villain. And the thing that I loved most about this movie are all the surprises and, dare I say, shocks. It's not just a surprise. There were moments where I was like, oh, I just couldn't believe what they did. And this is kind of what makes, I think, comics books so much fun. It's things you would never do in regular stories, you can do them in the comic book universe. Like basically anything is possible. People can die, people can come alive. The most incredible, strange mixes of characters and crossovers. Well, this movie does exactly that, and really brings the vibe of the comic book universe to the silver screen in a tremendous way. I love the humor. Even though the movie's very dramatic and shocking at times, there is also a lot of levity, and it's so much fun to see some of these characters that have never been together in a scene interact with each other, and it's like, worlds collide. I can't believe that guy is talking to that girl, and that and it's so well written. And it feels very, very natural. So I think that's about all I can say about Avengers Infinity Wars. The final thing that I'm going to say is what I did not realize going into this movie was that this is actually part one of a two-part story. And so I left the movie theater, literally my mouth was open, my jaw was on the ground, and I couldn't say anything. And then only later on I started to realize, well, wait a minute, there is going to be a sequel to this. This is not the end of the story. And I'm very glad it's not the end of the story. However, I don't think that Marvel has ever done something like this in their movie universe, and I applaud them for it. And it really, I think this is a very good wrap-up of all the previous movies. And at the same time, you feel that, well, this is in need of a sequel, and this is going to change in a certain way the entire universe, and thereby pave the way for many other movies in the future. Because this is a franchise that, at least for Marvel, for Disney, because Disney owns Marvel, is a gift that will keep on giving. The movie in its initial release shattered all records. It's incredible. This movie is on its way to be bigger than the biggest Star Wars movie. And of course, we'll have to see if it has legs in the next couple of weeks, but I wouldn't be surprised if this movie will get a lot of repeat viewers, and I will be one of them. I've only seen the movie in 2D. I'm planning on seeing it this week again, but then in 3D. But I have to say, I didn't really miss the 3D, but it's really good, so I'm definitely going to enjoy it in 3D as well. What did you think of the movie? No spoilers, please, but let me know in the comments. How would you rate this movie? Did it answer your prayers? Was this up to your expectations, or was it overhyped or underhyped? I'd love to hear what you thought. And then in a few weeks from now, we can probably talk spoilers once everyone has had the time to watch the movie for themselves. All right, I'm signing off. Thank you so much. The month of May is Star Wars Month on Tridio.com. And every week we will be posting a mini documentary about the world of Star Wars and Star Wars fans. And that is made possible by our sponsors and by all the donations of our audience. And so if you want to help us create these programs, these videos, then go to patreon.com/FatherRoderick. And here is something special that we're going to do from now on every month for our patrons. At the end of the month, they will get an entire documentary, a big documentary that will consist of the smaller documentaries, but it will be presented and it will be downloadable as one HD full documentary. And so that will give something of value back to all those of you that make it possible for me and for the team of Tridio to do this work. So thank you so much for your help. Go to tridio.com if you want to support us as well. Take care and God bless.